Brainwave patterns may predict how people with major depression respond to particular drugs. That's the finding of a new study. NPR's John Hamilton says it represents a small step toward personalizing care for the millions of people in the U.S. with depression.
Dr. Amit Etkin of Stanford University is trying to fix one of the biggest problems in psychiatry and psychology.
When a patient comes in, let's say with depression, we have very little idea what the right treatment for them is.
Etkin says there are lots of antidepressant drugs to choose from, but no good way to pick the best one for a specific person.
Essentially, the medications are chosen by trial and error, often to limit side effects, and with minimal information about what might work for that patient.
So Etkin and a team of researchers used a computer to analyze brainwave patterns in more than 300 patients diagnosed with major depression. Then they looked to see what happened when these same patients started treatment with the drug sertraline, which is sold under the brand name Zoloft. And Etkin says one pattern of electrical activity seemed to predict how well a patient would do.
If the person scores particularly high on that, the recommendation would be to get sertraline.
Also, people whose brainwave showed they wouldn't do well with the drug were more likely to respond to a non-drug therapy called transcranial magnetic stimulation. Etkin says the results suggest depression treatment doesn't have to rely on trial and error.
By finding people who are particularly sensitive to an antidepressant, we can find those people for whom the drug is very effective.
Etkin runs a Stanford-backed company that's trying to commercialize the approach, and he says most psychiatrists and psychologists already have the EEG equipment needed to collect brainwave data.
It's something that can be done very quickly and easily in any clinic, and then you can get your result by the time you leave the office.
Someday, perhaps. In the meantime, the study suggests that scientists are getting a little bit closer to understanding how to pick the best treatment for someone with depression. Michela Ferrante is a program director at the National Institute of Mental Health, which provided some of the data used in the study.
We're certainly pushing in that direction, but it should be clear that these are just the first promising effort in that space.
Ferrante says next, scientists will need to show whether depression patients really are more likely to get better when treatment is decided by brainwave patterns. And he says future research will need to include more than a single drug.
What we would like to have is models that can distinguish across multiple treatments.
The new study was published in the journal Nature Biotechnology. John Hamilton, NPR News.